I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tim. So a lot of good news coming from tech companies. Facebook reported great results, Amazon as well. Does this continue to support favoring of tech stocks?
You know, I think tech stocks look like they're in, I would probably say it's Microsoft, Apple, Amazon. I'm not a fan of all the FANG stocks, but I do think that this does bode well. I think Apple really set it off yesterday with their beat and the movement that Apple had made. And I think that's really one of the, you know, I think going to be the leader out in front. And I think Amazon as well, given their breadth that they have and the type of infrastructure they built that really can't be equaled anywhere else.
And so you're not really buying into this whole favoring of the social media stocks. For example, you mentioned not really hot on FANG stocks. Are you going to, what do you think of Snapchat, which is poised to be the third largest IPO in the U.S., but listing at a very expensive valuation?
You know, I'd like to sell that, and I'd like to sell Tesla. I think Tesla getting up to the up to 265. I think that Facebook and the social media stocks add nothing. Actually, I think they subtract from productivity. I understand there's a lot of hype, and I understand the advertisement, but I think that their valuations are something that don't interest me. In fact, I'd like to find a place to short. I think Tesla actually up around 260 to 265 is probably a good level to short. And I think Facebook, you know, I don't want to be stepping in front of the train, but I think it's getting pretty close as well.
There's also the idea of going into new businesses. For example, Facebook is going to bet big on video, and companies like Tesla and Alphabet and even Ford and GM have accelerated testing on self-driving cars. Do you not like these new businesses which would open up new earning streams?
Well, I'd say I think Alphabet, by the way, is a fantastic stock. I think the business model there makes sense to me. So I find that increasing productivity. I think Ford and GM and these self-driving cars, which I think Apple will actually play a role as well, I think that's something that is for real and a bet on the future. I think as far as Tesla goes, for example, and to pick on that, I think for what they're into and what they're doing and the fact that they haven't made any money whatsoever, and I think that, you know, it's like the old saying is Magellan never really lived to see anything he really discovered, right? He ended up with arrows in his back. I think the Tesla is something like, maybe something similar, but I think Alphabet adds some real value. I think they do add to productivity. And so I think the self-driving cars are something, but, you know, again, when the social media, and that's what I still consider Facebook primarily, and they may go into video, but I still think they're a social media company, and I'm just not real bullish on social media.
Now, on to the other big news. Donald Trump seems to be taking the quarrel with the rest of the world to a higher gear. And he put Iran on notice for possible sanctions. Will this push up oil prices?
Yeah, I think it did give a little boost to oil prices here. I think we're West Texas up near $55 a barrel. So absolutely, because, you know, it's the Iranian oil that supply, in addition to Iraq, and I think Nigeria and some other, but basically the marginal supply that people were most concerned about was Iran. So if this were to continue and escalate, I would certainly think that would play into the supply situation from a favorable price standpoint.
Trump also threatened to send troops into Mexico and slam as a dumb deal on that deal with Australia on the refugees. Do you fear rising geopolitical risk bearing on market performance?
I think there's a risk there for sure that is something we need to be mindful of. I don't believe for an instant he's going to send troops to Mexico. I just find that very hard to believe, and I think that and the refugee deal with Australia is kind of consistent with the rhetoric that we've been hearing. So I think that was really not that much of a surprise, but this is a different type of president that the world is going to be dealing with, and he has, you know, an agenda, and I think that he's pretty determined. But I think that threatening the troops to Mexico is definitely a non-starter. I mean, I just find that pretty hard to believe.
And this kind of rhetoric is also being seen in Europe. The election campaign in France is also becoming very unpredictable, with at least one candidate threatening to take France out of the euro. Are you taking bets completely off euro so soon after Brexit?
You know, I think the Brexit is going to escalate as the UK does enact the article to move out of the euro. And I think that's going to be something that, or the EU rather. So I think that's going to, and I also think these elections in France, given the trends that we've been seeing with Brexit, with the U.S. election, and what looks to be brewing over in Europe, I think Europe is probably going to be the one spot in the world right now that probably concerns me the most from a geopolitical and macro event. Because I think if France goes the way that, you know, that the trend keeps with the trend, and then Italy probably not too far behind, I think the Eurozone, you know, not a debt issue at all, but I think the Eurozone has a real risk. And the problem with that is there's no plan if it were to come apart and the Euro were to be threatened. There's no plan for it. So to me, that uncertainty is something that I don't think is anywhere near quantified yet.
Thanks so much. That was Tim Holland, president of TJM Limited.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.